Trump-Republican rival Bill Weld, I may be reduced to debating Alec Baldwin. By Amy Furr on August 15, 2019. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, RMA, said he may have to settle for Alec Baldwin if President Trump will not debate him in the 2020 GOP primaries. I may be reduced to challenging Alec Baldwin, who plays the president with an orange wig on Saturday Night Live, the president's Republican rival said during an interview on C-SPAN Monday. I think I can hold my own with Alec Baldwin, although I don't know, he's had a long career in showbiz. He might clean up the floor with me, Weld continued. But I think he might be willing in service of the national interest to at least have a go at it. That should be good TV if nothing else, the president would understand that. On July 18 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Weld criticized President Trump and told voters that if he won the presidency, he would treat citizens with respect. He's just vindictive by nature, and mostly against little people, Weld commented. He's like bullies everywhere. If nobody stands up to him, which is what we see with the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., he's going to keep being a bully. I would treat everybody with respect. That doesn't cost anything, he concluded. However, Breitbart News reported on July 8 that Weld only raised $688,000 during the second quarter of 2019. While speaking at the NAACP convention in Detroit on July 24, Weld accused President Trump of being a raging racist and challenged the Republican Party to make a moral choice regarding who will be the next president. Unless the Republican Party in Washington expressly rejects the racism of Donald Trump, they're going to come to be universally viewed as the party of racism in America, he said. On July 27, Weld continued his attacks against the president when he said Trump could sink the National Republican Party in 2020 if he continued writing racist tweets about Democrats of color. I think the days of this particular constellation of the Republican Party in Washington, their days as a national party could be finished and go down with Donald Trump in 2020, he said, adding, "That's my honest view of the future."